All right, welcome to In Plain Sight, Jeremy in Kentucky on your Monday night broadcast, Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash the donate, send the fundage, mail your check money order payable to RBN, mail that to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Call in that debit or credit card number to 1-800-724-2719, extension 3, and call in your debit or credit card number. Mike, Julie, or Sam will take your money if you want to donate to keep free speech alive. This is your Monday Night Broadcast, your rundown on the news. So we've got this thing with Kanye West, black dude, rap artist that spoke out against Jewish power. And then we didn't hear from him for a long time. And then when he did come back, he's doing all this degenerate stuff with the Yeezy brand. He's got Milo Yiannopoulos. Running his campaign. So this guy's out. So very similar to Trump, like this guy, just like Trump, like, you know, they had their time. They had their time in the light. They had their time when they said things that were relevant, and now they're not relevant anymore. Because they've been subverted. So Trump's time was 2016. If you were going to get on the Trump train, it was 2015, 2016, back when he was saying things, you know, that the populace, that resonated with the populace, stuff about the, you know, the Mexicans coming in, some of them may be good people. Most of them are rapists and all the like. He was talking about fair trade and non-intervention. But that time is gone. So if you're still on that Trump train, you're irrelevant. Same thing with Ye. You know, Ye did some cool things last fall. He spoke out against U.S. power. But if you're still on that train, you're probably irrelevant. So it's, you know, time to move on. There really is no, political solution in the aspect of voting for the presidential election. We still have 8 states that do mail-in ballots, and there's no way that we're going to have a fair election. Maybe you can elect a gubernatorial candidate, depending on what state you're at. Or, you know, you can elect representatives in your local state Congress. But you're not going to have a fair election when it comes to the president of the United States. So pretty much that's gone. The best message that we could send to them would be to just not vote in the presidential election. For all of the states to just not participate, that would be the best message you could send to them. Because like I said, there is no longer going to be any fair elections for president on the federal level. Yahoo News. Prosecutors want a 25-year sentence for an Army sergeant who fatally shot a BLM protester in Texas. The governor did seek a pardon, but that's before the media got a hold of it. Austin, Texas, U.S. Army Sergeant who fatally shot an armed protester at a Black Lives Matter march in Texas was sentenced to 25 years in prison on Wednesday after prosecutors used his social media history and text messages to portray him as a racist who may commit violence again. Daniel Perry's sentence now pushes the case toward a potentially thorny decision for Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who said that he wants to issue a swift pardon. Abbott requested the State Board of Pardons and Paroles to send him a pardon recommendation for Perry shortly after he was convicted in April of killing Garrett Foster in the Austin March in July of 2020. Abbott lauded Texas' tough stand, the Texas legislation Stand Your Ground self-defense laws, and said that Perry was railroaded by a liberal prosecutor. Since then, Perry's trial of texts and online posts included shockingly racist images. They've been made public, and the governor has stayed silent on the matter. Abbott's office did not respond to an Associated Press request or comment on the sentence or whether he still intends to issue a pardon. Perry, 36, could have received up to life in prison. Rice University political science professor Mark Jones said that Abbott moved too soon on the call for a pardon. Abbott clearly boxed himself into a corner when he appeared to respond to criticism from conservative former Fox News star Tucker Carlson, who demanded that the governor act. I suspect if Governor Abbott had known all that he knows, he would not have jumped the gun into pleading to a pardon for him, Jones said. The Pardons and Parole Board, which is appointed by Abbott, has already started reviewing Perry's cases. The state law requires the board to recommend a pardon before the governor can act. The case has been embroiled in politics as it came amid widespread demonstrations against police killings and racial injustice. Following the killing of George Floyd, a Black man, St. George, by a white Minneapolis police officer, and on and on. Perry's attorneys on Wednesday called the case a political prosecution, and the release of the texts and social media posts, they called that a character assassination. Attorney Clinton Broden said that the defense team would pursue both a pardon and a standard appeal in the court system. Those who claim that Governor Abbott's expressed intent is based on politics simply choose to ignore the fact that it was only the political machinations of a rogue district attorney which led to Sergeant Perry's prosecution. Travis County District Attorney Jose Guerrera said that it was Abbott who decided to insert politics into this case. Gazera said that he's been assured by the parole board that he and Foster's family will be given a chance to address the board in Perry's case. In a statement, the board confirmed the investigation is ongoing and declined to further comment. The entire history of the board has been carefully and chosen a steward of the power of clemency in this state, according to Garza. Our criminal justice system is not perfect, but in this case, it has worked exactly as it should. The Travis County District Attorney Office is not done fighting for Garrett and the integrity of that process. In a brief statement before sentencing, the state district Judge Clifford Brown said Perry received a fair trial and the jury's verdict deserves our honor and it deserves to be respected. Brown said without mentioning the potential pardon. Jones predicted that the board will let Perry's legal appeals happen first, and that it would be years, if ever, before the board makes a recommendation in the case. The majority of conservatives will want to put it in the rearview mirror, according to Jones. Conservatives have far better causes and individuals to support far better than Daniel Perry. Perry, who is white, was stationed at Fort Hood, about 70 miles north of Austin, when the shooting happened. He was working as a ride-share driver and had just dropped off a customer when he turned onto a street filled with protesters. Foster was a 28-year-old Air Force veteran who was also white and was legally carrying an AK-47 rifle. Perry said that he acted in self-defense, claiming that he was trying to drive past the crowd and fired his pistol when Foster pointed a rifle at him. Witnesses testified that they did not see Foster raise his weapon, and prosecutors argued that Perry could have driven away without shooting. An Army spokesman, Bryce DeVries, had said that Perry is classified as a civilian confidant, pending separation from the military. Among Perry's statements introduced Tuesday, he wrote in a Facebook a month before the shooting that it is official, I'm a racist because I do not agree with the people acting like animals at the zoo. Floyd was killed on May 25th of 2020, a few days later as protests erupted. Perry sent a text message to an acquaintance, I might go to Dallas to shoot looters. Foster was with his girlfriend, Whitney Mitchell, who is black and uses a wheelchair. When Perry gunned him down, Mitchell and several members of Foster's family were in the courtroom for sentencing on Wednesday. Foster's mother, Sheila Foster, was allowed to address Perry after he was sentenced and still in the courtroom. After 3 long years, we're finally getting justice for Garrett, she said. Mr. Perry, I pray to God that one day he will get rid of all this hate that is in your heart. The visceral hatred. So on to other news. Like I said, Kanye West popped up in the news and is doing this weird thing where he's totally distanced himself from Nick Fuentes, and he has Milo Yiannopoulos on his campaign, and that can only lead to not good. This guy spoke out against Jewish Power last fall, and they completely took him down. No one's heard from him for almost 6 months, and when you do hear from him, it's all this degenerate crap. It's all this degenerate crap. Where he has basically nude models with Christian crosses, supposedly. And this is supposed to be some sort of a new thing that he does for Yeezy. The guy is totally compromised and cannot be trusted. There really is nothing or no one running for 2024. There is no Yay 24. There is no Trump. Like I said, there's no fair elections. So there's, even if you had a candidate to vote for, there's not a fair election in which they could be elected. This whole thing with the dot-headed street defecator. What's his name? You know, the Indian guy that's running. I mean, like, this guy's not going to do anything for us. Even assuming that he is legitimate, again, you can't get them fairly elected. What is the dude's name? Swami. Swami is his last name. And the JFK guy, okay, so he spoke out against vaccines. He also said that anyone that denies climate change should be prosecuted. So this guy's a climatard, this Kennedy dude. Again, assuming that these people are legitimate and want to do something good for the country, how are you going to get them elected? There are no more fair elections. Over 8 states are still doing mail-in ballots. And there's absolutely no way that you're going to get a fair federal election for president. Absolutely none whatsoever. But who are your candidates? Some kind of Kennedy who's doing this gay, like, yeah, he's against vaccines. Okay, cool. But he's got all sorts of other stuff in his past. And this dot-headed street defecator, Swami, Vivek Swami, this guy's going to represent us? Like, where are we at in America? Even if you could get these people elected, like, what are they going to do for you? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Probably you have a chance in state elections when you're talking about gubernatorial elections or your state legislatures. Maybe, depending on what state you're at. But other than that, there is no electoral way out. Absolutely not. Anyway, I'm rambling on. Just kind of got in from work. And we'll be taking your calls if you want to chime in. 512-248-8252. Taking your calls on your Monday night drive. Feel your way into the show and let me know what you think about the way forward. Probably going to be taking a break here real soon. Back on the other side. I'm alone. Skin, yeah, chill me to the bone.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask. mask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point. And through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to The Freedom Times today.
Okay, we're back to your Monday night edition of In Plain Sight. Running down the news and taking your calls if you want to weigh in. So, according to Russia Today, the Washington Post deletes a bizarre exchange with Volodymyr Zelensky, where he accuses the WAPO of working for Russia. This is interesting. The Washington Post has cut a large segment from an interview with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, in which he pushed the newspaper to reveal alleged traitors in his ranks and angrily accused its reporters of aiding Russia by publishing leaked documents. This guy is off the hinges. The Post published a transcript of a lengthy interview with Zelensky on Saturday after a discussion of a Ukrainian counteroffensive against Russian forces. The newspaper asked whether his military intelligence agency had a back-channel contact with the head of the Russian private military company, Wagner Group, the Wagner Group. Citing recently leaked Pentagon documents, the Post explained to Zelensky that American spies noted a meeting between President and GUR Chief Kirill Budnov on February, in which Budnov told him that he had learned of a Wagner plan to destabilize Moldova, but could counter this alleged plan by exposing his own dealings, thus portraying the Wagner boss as a traitor. Anyway, getting on to the gist of it, Zelensky accused WAPO of being traitors to the Ukrainian cause and to not bowing down to Ukraine and completely genuflecting itself. to the Ukrainian cause. Yeah. A Volodymyr. Voldemort Zelensky. New York. Homeless vets are booted from a hotel to make way for invaders. That's right. In America, you cannot put homeless veterans in a hotel when there's brown skin, third world detritus that is waiting to displace them. That would be racist. New York homeless vets booted from hotel to make way for invaders. Russia Today. 20 homeless veterans were kicked out of hotels in Newburgh, New York, where they had been given temporary shelter in order to make way for illegal immigrants, bussed in from North New York City. Veterans advocates reported this to local media on Friday, eliciting outrage from across the political spectrum. Over the last week, many of our homeless veterans were informed that they had to leave their temporary housing. This according to Sharon Tony Fink, a CEO of the Yurik Israel Tony Foundation. The veterans were due to stay for a month at the hotels. While permanent housing was secured, only to be shown the door 2 weeks into their stay, according to Tony Finch. Yes, military veterans pushed out of hotels for brown skin detritus to occupy said hotel rooms. Brown skin people who did not fight for this country, who do not look like the founding stock of this country, because they're brown, and who will contribute nothing whatsoever to this country. Forcing our veterans out into the streets. Number one, I didn't even know that our veterans were staying in hotel rooms. Like, was this a thing? Nobody gave me the memo. I didn't realize this. But I'm good with it. I'm totally fine with veterans from Vietnam, Operation Enduring Freedom, and whatever Middle Eastern oppression operation you want to name. All of those veterans should be in hotels as long as they're white people who served and who contributed. Put them up in hotels. But since it's a thing, like, why are you kicking them out for brown people? All right, we're back on the other side after this break with calls. No one taking your place since you've been gone.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Memory, your landline is burning holes. Recover the damage, bring it all home.
Okay, we're back to In Plain Sight, and just recapping this article from RT, and then we're going to go to the call screen. 20 homeless veterans were kicked out of hotels in Newburgh, New York, to be given shelter to these brown detritus legal immigrants who are flooding our borders. So let me just make this clear. These wars for Israel that we fought these last four decades are completely illegitimate. But you know what? Our veterans, it's not their fault. They signed up to get college, to get a good paycheck. And these homeless veterans, they should be housed in hotels. They should be given top priority because they were lied to. They were completely lied to. And to displace them with brown people from the South for white displacement, it's a complete atrocity. So I don't blame the veterans that fought in these wars. I blame the politicians and the Jewish-dominated elite that pushed these wars in the Middle East. That's who I blame. And this is just, I don't even know what to say. Housing illegal immigrants in hotels, in five-star hotels. Like, where does it stop? Let's go to the call screen. We got Rick in Arizona. Rick, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
A couple of things. I'd really like to know your source on Bobby Kennedy saying that if you don't believe in climate change, you should be prosecuted. I find that very hard to believe that he would even go there. And I don't think he's showing all his cards. So I'd really like to know your source on he said that if you don't believe in climate change. I mean, why would he even say that when, first of all, he's totally against the vaccine mandates? I don't even think he would stoop that stupid as far as logic goes. Do you have a source for that?
Robert Kennedy has been known to say that.
I get a lot of, you know what I see on this network? You know, I'm kind of concerned what's going on with this network, you know. we got a couple of guys that are on this radio who are calling people conspiratards for not believing these stories about the shootings. When I hear people call somebody else a conspiracy theorist, I think of Jew. And then when they make fun of Bobby Kennedy, I really think of Jews. Jews make fun of Bobby Kennedy. Okay? So, I mean, I guess, you know, I would really like to know, he's been known to say that. Well, where, I'm pretty up on this thing. I've never heard him say that. But if you have a source, you know, I will take your word for it.
Well, according to FoxBusiness.com, Democrat presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an environmental and anti-vaccine advocate, once called for corporations and conservative groups that dispute climate change to be handed the death penalty. Now, that's on Fox Business.
Whoa, really? So you believe Fox? You believe Fox?
I don't believe Fox.
You know, these people, look at the mass media is throwing this guy under the bus. They're ignoring him just like they did Ron Paul. And they will ignore him till the end. But you know what? Your guys' man, Trump, who the mass media hates so bad, just paraded him out onto CNN for a town hall. You know?
I don't support Trump. I do not.
I know. I'm not saying you did, but I'm just saying is there's a lot of people at RBN that do, but at the same time, they don't give Bobby Kennedy any credit. But then all of a sudden, this mass media that hates Donald Trump so bad parades him out onto CNN, you know, for a town hall meeting. I'm not going to believe anything about Bobby Kennedy until I look and see improvement for myself. You know,
You know, you're right. The media does malign people. That is true. And, you know, I've quoted this FoxBusiness.com article, you know, where Kennedy called for anybody that disputes climate change to be handed the death penalty. I mean, quoted that from
Bobby
Fox.
Do you believe Bobby Kennedy said that?
Well, it could be that he didn't. I mean, I can only report on what I read. You know, what do you read? Like, how do you know that Kennedy is a legit candidate? How do you know he didn't say that?
Well, you know, I read his father's speeches from back in the 60s, and they weren't really high on handing out welfare to blacks. They weren't. And so, I mean, for Bobby Kennedy, who is raised in a Catholic family, to be throwing words around like should be the death penalty for not believing in climate change, you know, look at Fox News and everybody else is dead scared against this guy. If this guy ever got any traction, you know, he already said he's going to pull ABC News' FCC broadcast license if he becomes president. So, yeah. You know, I got more respect for somebody that says that. And now I hear from Donald Trump how he's talking about these immigrants, they can't stay. Well, he said that on the first campaign, okay? So I'm just saying is, I believe what Bobby Kennedy says, and if I hear it from Fox News, I'm really going to have to see the proof. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, appreciate it. We don't know. I mean, because the mainstream media does hand us all kinds of lies. And sure, they could be maligning Kennedy. That's true. But think about this. Let's give Kennedy the benefit of the doubt that he's legit. Do you think they're going to let this guy get anywhere near the levers of power with him talking about anti-vax stuff? They're not going to let him get near that. We have 8 states that are currently doing mail-in ballots. We're not going to have a legitimate presidential election. So I will acquiesce to your point that the media can malign people and put statements out that are not entirely true. I'll give you that. But giving these candidates, Kennedy and Vivek Swamy, let's give them the benefit of the doubt. If they're legitimate, this system is not going to let them get near the levers of power. They're going to hoax them in the 2024 campaign, just like they hoaxed the 2020 one. So then what? Then what? I appreciate your call, Rick. I really do. And I acquiesce to your point. Let's go to Joe in Florida. Joe in Florida, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Jeremy. Yeah, good to hear you. So I think I'm going to go 50-50 with you on two things. So I totally agree with you about the whole yay thing. You know, there was a brief moment when I thought, oh, okay, this is a good thing. I was never really fully on the yay for president bandwagon. But I will say, after he appeared on Alex Jones, I thought, this is not a good thing. It was like, okay, it was like satire. You could see it's satire. But if he was really serious about making some kind of statement, he went too far. I mean, he made himself look like a fool. Not just saying, oh, I love Hitler, but then, you know, with the mask over his head, I have to say, at that point, I gave up on him. I know that Dr. Slattery didn't, you know. But on the other part, I guess I'm going to have to agree with the last caller, and I don't know if this is a disagreement with you, but I am giving Robert F. Kennedy Jr. a very, very big benefit of the doubt. And the reason why is the following. By the way, so there's a difference between the kind of environmentalism that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been involved in and some of these other psychopaths like the AOC types. He has never been one of those environmentalists who's talking about getting rid of carbon, the carbon footprint. He's more like an old school kind of hippies environmentalist that's interested in like stopping pollution. And, you know, that's never been my point. I don't disagree with him on that. But more importantly about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is that this is a man who believes that John F. Kennedy was killed by the CIA and says it's overwhelming evidence, and that his own father largely was, the CIA was involved in killing him. Now, if there was no other reason, we've never had a major presidential candidate who's ever come out publicly and said that, aside from the fact that that's members of his own family. So I think that he has a way, an opportunity of breaking paradigms, which is that, you know, he will be able to say things. It's not that far from suggesting that we look closer at the killers of John F. Kennedy and Robert F. Kennedy to say that we need to examine evidence like that the Mossad was involved in both of those. And I have the feeling that he would not even be outside talking about openly about that. And the last thing, because I'm not saying that I'm endorsing him for president. I'm a bit shocked that I'm supporting Kennedy anyway. But the best endorsement of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is there's one group of people who are his number one enemy, and that group of people is the Kennedy family. His whole family is totally distanced themselves from him. To me, that's a very, very good sign, because they have always been, I've not been big fans of theirs. So I would say give Robert F. Kennedy Jr. a benefit of the doubt, because he talked about some really important points during the whole lockdowns, which had to do with global control by evil forces. This is the way he spoke about it, and the fascism that they attempted to and are still attempting to install worldwide. I think he's a globalist, and I think he's a truth teller. So I would have to say I'm giving him a benefit of the doubt at this point.
Well, like I said, if even if these people are legitimate, this RFK and this Bhavik Swami, you know, dot-headed street defecator, are they going to let these people get near the levers of power? I think not. They're just going to host the election.
No, well, that's true. They're not going to let him. I mean, I don't think either one of them is going to be made president. I know Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He would be less unlikely, let's say, than Vivek Ramaswamy. But The important thing, Dr. Slattery talks about this, is in a presidential campaign, you know, there's other benefits than a person being elected. Just the idea that we would be able to talk about what involvement did the CIA have with colluding with others and assassinating a president of the United States. That, to me, is a discussion which is 60 years overdue, but it seems like it's something that people can talk about now. And if you can talk about that, you can talk about 9/11 and Mossad connections to 9/11. Why not? You see, there's a new paradigm happening here. Of course, the establishment is going to try and destroy Robert F. Kennedy Jr., but believe me, they banned his book, and they didn't sell him on Amazon, but he still sold like 5 million books, his expose of the evil Dr. Fauci. So it's a new paradigm.
That leads me to ask, why are they allowing us to talk about that? You know, why is the mainstream media even giving this guy any credence?
Well, you know, I don't know how much they really are. There was an interview on ABC where they edited out a big portion of it. I think that he's going to be, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to be a candidate who talks mainly through non-establishment, non-legacy corporate media and gets the message out. I think that's the way he's going to do it. And that's very much like the way Trump did it in 2016. You have to remember, you know. So I think not that Trump is perfect, but the campaign was successful. I'm just saying I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. So we may actually see some good things from him, you know.
Well, thanks, Joe, for your call. We got a couple of other callers I'm going to get to.
Thanks a lot. Okay, Jeremy. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Coming up, we got Paul in California and Alan, Montana. Paul in California, welcome to the show.
Well, so we got a new paradigm, huh? That's nice. Mm. I think I heard benefit of the doubt like 5 times there, roughly. I don't even know what that means. I just, maybe the tone of my voice can convey my eyes rolling in the back of my head. You know, so Jeremy, I'm liking you a little bit more tonight when you talk about brown detritus and the Swami street defecator. You're really walking that thin racism line there. You know, I just, I don't know what to say anymore. It's like I've been saying the same thing for 5-6 years. People are still talking about politicians, talking about politics. Oh, good God, when will it ever end? You know, I mean, it's just nothing could be more clear. They're making it as clear as day about what's going on, you know, at the border, so-called. They're giving these people whatever they need, right? Debit cards, you know, phones, you know, subsidized housing or direct, you know, just housing them for free, flying them, busing them. And yet we're still talking about, like, Biden. Or the Biden administration, or the Democrats. Good God, it's over, okay? Big Jew is the government. There's no difference between the government and Big Jew. Okay, there's no difference between the media and Big Jew. Big Jew is running the show. He ain't going anywhere until we make him. So get used to it, America. This is now escalated from playing tricks on us, lying to us, stealing our lunch money, poking the finger in the chest, and now they're full-on shoving us. Imagine, you know, we all saw those fights escalate on the playground back in the day, elementary, junior high, high school, where it starts at one thing, then the shoving starts, and then after the shoving, what comes next? You're either going to do something or you're not. They are shoving us in the chest, and it's going to continue, and ain't no RFK or Trump going to ride a horse in and stop it. And RFK is a immigrant-loving cuck. And by the way, he's not anti-vax. And let's face it, I am not going to accept anything other than full-based, right? Anti-vax, anti-everything that needs to be anti, okay? I'm sorry. You can write all the books you want about Fauci. All right, I'll stop my rant here in case you got another caller. I think everybody out there gets the gist of this. Forget about politicians.
No. There is no politician that's going to come in and solve this. I don't want to do the violence thing, but it's looking more and more for that.
They're forcing us. They're forcing our hand. There's nothing left to us. What's left? You know, this court hearing out, you know, to some date, you know, this goes back to they started this crap back in the late 80s into the 90s. I remember reading various publications and stuff. There was a subscription. I forget the name of it. There was a subscription newsletter available back then, you know, before the internet came on. And then the various websites like The Dare and all that, they started with the anti-immigrant stuff. But they've been doing this crap forever. Give them a hearing, sometimes 6-9 months out, even a year out. Let them in, give them a hearing. And, of course, back then they didn't show up for the hearing. Now we're all hearing the talk how they're giving court hearing dates out, what, years? It's a joke. These people are making a mockery of us.
They're giving 5-star hotels to these people and displacing our veterans. Like, how much more right in your face can you get?
Exactly. And you know what's going to come next? They're going to tell you, now you got to give up your house. You got to give up your farm. That's what happened in Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe, is when another race took power, right? Said, you know what? These farms are now ours. These farms now belong to the state, and, you know, the state is, of course, black, so we're going to give them to the blacks. I mean, this is only going one direction. Until whites get pissed off enough and start inscribing on their bullets, welcome refugees, okay, or inscribe on the end of your bullet, thank you, government, then, you know, it's just going to continue. So, you know, I don't blame anybody for wanting to get the heck out of here or just, you know, do whatever it is they think they want to do, holing up somewhere in the woods, you know, to see what's going to happen. But guess what? They're going to continue to bring in these people by the tens and the hundreds of thousands. It's not going to stop until we stop it, and it only ends one way. Sorry to say. Sorry for the Fed post. Thanks, Chairman.
Yeah. It's going to go the way of white people in South Africa, the Dutch farmers, who eventually, when communism took over, under Mandela and the apartheid was dissolved, then the blacks were allowed to come in and rape and pillage the white farms. And those that had the means to defend themselves did so. And the older people, you know, were not allowed to. They were overcome. That's the way it's all going. Let's get to our last caller on the show tonight. Al, oh, we got two more callers. Al in Montana, and then Lark in Texas. Al in Montana, you're up next.
Hi there. I'll be quick. You just said you had a caller right behind me. For the first caller, I mean, why don't you just go to YouTube and type in the words RFK wants to jail climate deniers, and you get a 44-second video of RFK saying the Koch brothers should be in jail. They deserve 3 hots and a cot. And then the interviewer asked him, what about politicians, who agree with the Koch brothers, you know, with another fake demonized people. The Koch brothers are just as leftist we know now as the leftists. And he says, I think those politicians are violating the public trust and going against all the good science and knowledge and denying that global warming exists. So, I mean, yeah, this is a video from maybe 2014 or so, but, I mean, he did say it, and he needs to be called out on that, just like Trump needs to be called out on the vaccine. And when it comes to the vaccine, RFK had a party at his house, and his wife, Cheryl Hines, he admitted, he said, I guess I'm not always the boss at my own house, because everybody that came to the party had to be either tested or had the vaccine and prove it at the door. I mean, I'm not kissing anybody's butt. I'm not throwing anybody under the bus. I totally agree with the other 3 callers. that we're in a horrible position and our politicians aren't going to come to save us at all. But, I mean, it's so easy to do a little simple research. And the guy comes, gets on the phone and starts attacking you and the network and, you know, acting like, you know, you guys are all shilling for somebody.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like this. There's no politician that's going to save us. There's no politician that has the answer. Even if they did, these people are not going to be allowed to get anywhere near the levers of power,
right,
to do what they need to do.
Right. They'll say they pass around a patriotic script. One guy reads it one day. Ted Cruz goes down to the border to read a little bit off the script. Jim Jordan comes in there to read a little bit off the script. Then they disappear for 3 weeks. Marjorie Taylor Greene reads a little patriotic script. It's all BS. I'm going to let you get to the next caller, but I just wanted to add, you know, do research. You know, simple phrases into the internet will get you actual answers sometimes.
Thanks a lot for your call, my friend. Larkin, Texas, last call of the night. At the end of the show,
I agree with you there, Jamie. The fact of the matter is that we shouldn't even be talking about an election. We should be talking about a corrupt voting system, black box voting, and the whole bit. In which case, there's no profit even talking about an election, okay? Because it's rigged, and it's just fruitless. And secondly, I'd like to say regarding RFK Jr., and perhaps it would inspire some of the listeners to be a little bit more received, but we see Alison McDowell on YouTube. That's all she's been talking about the last couple of weeks is RFK Jr. and what he really is all about. And not that I support Alison McDowell, but she's spot on regarding RFK Jr. He's a fraud, just like all the rest of them. Thank you.
Thank you, Lark. So tune in tomorrow night for Patrick and Jeremy show, and you guys stay classy.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.